Speaking of the Kings, we've got Willie Cauley-Stein joining us here on this Friday evening. Willie, it's Grant and Doug. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, Willie. We talked about this last week, and again, another four-game road trip. You guys go 500. Again, this team's getting better, and we see it, we hear it, and you got to like the results that you're seeing right now.
Yeah, man. It's crazy because it's starting to come together like it's supposed to. You know, guys are starting to figure out their roles. Guys are playing harder. And that's really all you ask for is guys to play with that energy and effort every time we step out there, and we're getting that. Now it's like, you know, now we can take care of the X's and O's. Like, if you're teaching effort, then it's going to be all bad. But once you stop teaching effort and you can start, you know, teaching the game and start playing together, it gets scary.
Willie, when you look at starting the road trip off 0-2 and then being able to come back and win 2 in a row, I thought it was quite impressive. The tone of the locker room was what at 0-2? The same? It got better? Or is this kind of the gradual, you know, growing that you guys are seeing together?
I think it's just a gradual growing. You know, every game is more opportunity for a young dude to play minutes and to learn. So, I mean, each game is just so vital for us and just learning situational things. I feel like last week, you know, we were talking about 2-for-1s and like, getting the last shot. Like, we were teaching that where, you know, people that's been in the league, they already know how that goes. And you know, we're sitting here trying to learn what a 2-for-1 is and what we do in this situation and that situation. You know, you only learn from game reps. So, you know, every game we just get a little bit better.
We're talking with Willie Cauley-Stein. And, Willie, for someone like yourself, all right, third year in the league, you're 24. I've been doing this 30 years, and I got to tell you something. I just marvel at Zach Randolph. I mean, I watch him play, and I'm like, how on earth is he doing this? And he does it every night. The guy is just a warrior, isn't he?
Yeah, man, dude, it's so fun to watch because it's just like, you know what's coming. You know it's coming. You know he's going to drive it left, and you know he's going to do a little left hook, and you can't stop it. You know, and I'm just like, you can't stop it. It's amazing what he's doing. It's just it's fun to watch. It's fun to play with him because, you know, he's looking for you on the other side. He's scoring and stuff, but he's still looking for you, and it's good karma. It's good energy.
And I hear he's great in the locker room, too.
Oh, yeah, one of the best.
That's awesome.
Yeah, well, you know, I hear it in your voice. Imagine playing with five guys playing like that. It's an awesome feeling. There was a point in the 76ers game where when I came on post, I talked about the fact that I thought I watched you learn something from Zach Randolph. You had to go to the line and knock down two free throws, but it was the move that you did to get there. You went into the player's chest like Z-Bo does. He bounced off. They ended up hacking you really good. But are those the type of things that you're beginning to pick up from being around Z-Bo?
Absolutely. And not only that, is in like, well, before, like, now I'm back in the starting lineup with him. So, but during practice, I was learning that because I was having to guard him.
Mm.
He'd get that bump, but I'd be like, yo, this is what I need to start learning. I need to learn how to get this bump. Like, this bump is everything. Like, yeah, I could get past my guy, but once I get past him, I'm like, well, now what?
Yeah.
Now what do I do? Like, all right, I'm past him. Now, all right, now where's the finish? So how do I finish this? And that's it. You got to get that bump so then they can't get up off the ground and you can just lay it in there.
Yes.
Every time he does it, I'm just like, dude, I got to get this in my game.
You know, Willie, I was just talking about the schedule. You guys have had a very lopsided schedule. As a matter of fact, I was looking at this morning. The Kings have had the fewest home games of any team in the league, and you guys are going to be home with the exception of the game Tuesday in L.A. I mean, that's pretty darn nice, isn't it, to be here for a couple weeks?
Man, it's love. it's nice that we dang near knocked out the whole East Coast, though. I think we got one more trip.
Right, to the Southeast,
the rest of the time.
Yeah, you know, Willie, when you look at a Spurs team like that you guys are going to face, I personally think as you look at coming off the road, starting off 1-9 on the road, now 5-4 on the road, that is highly impressive. But coming home to an opportunity like this, because this is the bona fide playoff team, what type of start, what type of mindset do you expect out of the guys?
We got to – we can't dig ourselves a hole. So the way we start tomorrow is going to dictate, you know, the rest of the game. Because if we start in the hole, then we play catch-up the whole time. Spurs is the wrong team to play catch-up on.
Yes.
So we're going to have a really great start, and our second unit's going to have to continue that start.
Yeah, and you talk about the second unit. You said you're starting now. You were a part of that. You go back and forth. But on most nights, boy, they give you a nice lift. And Doug and I talk about it, and we've talked about this with you, and I don't mean to single out individuals, but, man, for a guy that's in his first year, we just love watching Frank Mason compete.
Yeah, I like playing with him a lot. He's a dog, man. Straight right. up, he is a dog, and he's got the craziest mentality, and I love it.
Do you think that that's the type of mentality that ultimately you want to permeate through the whole team and get that type of mentality in practice and those different things? Because personally, me, that's a winning type of mentality. It's if you're going to take it being a dog.
Exactly. I mean, I feel like that's if I'm playing on the team, that's the mentality I want everybody to have.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an underdog, so he got an underdog mentality, and that's dangerous in this game.
And you know what else, Willie? You talk about playing better. We're not even to the new year yet. You know, you take a look at a team like Chicago. That you guys were in Chicago a couple of weeks ago, and you won a game, and they looked lost. And then, you know, they had won, what, 7 in a row before last night. It's never too late to turn it on, man. You guys still have especially with all these home games coming up, it's right there in front of you to keep this thing going.
Yeah. We just got to catch a little streak, and then it gets interesting.
You know, how do you when you play against the younger teams, we talk about it, Grant and I, we talk it on pre and post about this is an opportunity to measure yourself against a team like the 76ers, a team against the Lakers, the Nets, those type of things. Do you guys kind of talk about it that way, or you just focus on the team that's in front of you?
You know, me personally, when we play against a young team, I'm extra juice because this is you know, we're so young that it's like, oh, well, this is what we're going to be. This is the type of dudes we're going to be playing against for the next 6 years,
right?
Seven years. So it's like, well, let's whoop their ass because that's the rivalry we're trying to make. Like, our young dudes are better than young dudes, and we're going to come out here and show you that. It's a little different when you play against a team of vets.
Yes.
And it's like the tables turn. And you got to try to just survive and maybe catch one.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're playing against younger teams, it's a different mentality, I feel like.
That's well said. Willie, before we let you go, health-wise, everything good with that back strain, no issues anymore, or is it still bothering you a little bit?
No, it's good. I'm pretty much 100%, I feel like.
Well, that's great. You'll need to be 100% tomorrow. As you said, you have a bona fide, very good playoff team, and so we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow, and always good to have you on. Thanks very much.
Yep, appreciate you.
Yep, thank you. That's Willie Cauley-Stein. Good stuff right there.